The mother's love is one of the most sacred forms of love on the planet. It's a pure love. And when it's the foundation of a child's life, the child has a natural sense of belonging, safety, and confidence in the world. Just as we have physical mothers, God also exists as the supreme spiritual mother. And the energy of God as the mother is able to embrace us in a tenderness that is deep. But most importantly, the mother has a very special vision of the child as precious, as unique, as special. And that vision gives the child strength. It helps them to believe in who they are. When we come into the presence of God as the spiritual mother, we too begin to see ourselves as we truly are. Just as in the physical world, the mother is there to show the child all the secrets about life, to show them how to enjoy life, how to live life, to show them how to walk the path of ups and downs, and to learn from each and every situation. In the same way, when we connect with our souls and open ourselves up to God as the spiritual mother, we also learn how to walk the path with wisdom. God as the spiritual mother always sees us as eternally precious. She sees our innocence, our beauty. She sees who we are beneath all the experiences that have happened to us. She sees our eternal spiritual self. But most of us have had trouble opening up to that energy, because the world has been full of negative experiences. And most parents on the planet these days haven't always had the experience of love themselves. On a deep soul level, it's almost as if we're spiritual orphans who have lost that true connection with God as the mother. We've lost our true experience of belonging to the spiritual mother. We've lost that awareness of realizing we're part of a global family. One of the reasons that we're not able to experience this love is because we're still stuck in our physical form. Just as a child resembles the parent, in the same way, I also have to understand that my true nature is light. My true nature is spirit. The physical form is a costume, a vehicle I travel in. So right now, allow yourself just to shed it. To imagine that in a moment, the world of matter around you dissolves, and all that you can feel and experience is your light. Allow the pure vibrations of tenderness from the Supreme Mother to wash over your mind. And ask yourself this question: when God as the mother sees me, how does God see me? Who am I in my pure original state? And just like a child naturally curls into their mother's lap without any reservation or feeling that they won't be loved, allow yourself to fully surrender and dive into the heart of God's love as the Eternal Mother. Allow this tenderness, this deep sense of belonging, to wash over you and heal the heart. Allow yourself to open completely to this love. And no matter what age the physical body is, no soul is ever too old to be nourished by this love. No soul is too old to be strengthened by this love or guided by this love. When I can connect with God as the mother, not only can I begin to thrive, but I can also learn to love the world with that same kind of love, that same kind of mercy, that same vision, wisdom, and strength. When I open up to this love, I will begin to thrive and realize the potential that is within me. That is the magic of a mother's love.